Back on News Radio KMAN in Focus, talking with our friends from USD 383, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Kurt Herman. The school board meets at 6:30 tonight. Before we take a look at some of the new business items, let's go over some of the announcements, Kurt, that you have this morning.
Yeah, it's I like to affectionately call this the Jones List. It's always provided for us by Michelle Jones, our Director of Communications, but she wears a lot of hats and another one of our heroes from the past year. Online registration is open right now. It actually started Monday. You can go to our website and click on the banner and follow the directions. Hopefully it can be done by August 3rd. That's a Tuesday, August 3rd. And if you still want assistance with registration, we still have a central enrollment. My hope is that some year we would central registration, there's a difference, but with online registration, hopefully someday it has gotten a lot better, but that will be on Friday, July 30th between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. at the West Campus. And there will be interpreters on site and available. Bradley County Health Department will be offering the Pfizer COVID vaccine for free from 9 to 1 in the Manhattan High School Library during central registration. So anyone over the age of 12 is eligible to receive it. And if your child needs any immunizations before the start of the school year, the Riley County Health Department will be hosting a walk-in clinic on Friday, July 30th from 9 to 1 at the Health Department on 2030 Tecumseh Road in Manhattan. You can find a list of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's required school immunizations on our website. And also, I think this is big news, and it's been years and years since I've been on the board. This has kind of been in the plans, but we will be having a Oliver Brown Elementary School dedication ceremony and open house, and that will be Saturday, August 7th from 10 a.m. to noon. And we invite everybody in the community to come out and celebrate our new school and check that out. It's going to be spectacular.
That is going to be exciting. I think a lot of people are interested to go take a walk through there, and that's probably the biggest project of all of them.
One of the biggest.
Oh, the high school is a pretty good chunk too.
But that
Oliver Brown is, we got a tour of it. The board got a tour of it probably two or three months ago, and you can really see what that building is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I drove by the high school the other day, and I don't go back to the back part very often, right by the zoo. But that practice field, is that new?
The practice field?
Yeah, or is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's new. Just got that in.
Well, it's always kind of, there's always been a field back there, but it's never been, never had turf on it and like that. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it looks amazing from what I could see through the fence there, and. Yeah, I just think that looks brand new. So, okay.
Yeah, it should be ready for band camp.
All right.
Well, coming up in the next couple of weeks, and then ready for fall practices and classes.
All right. Well, that's a nice addition if you get a chance to see that when you go out to the zoo here. Of course, it's a little hard to get back there, but pretty neat to see. Donations and grants. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, I will read those off here real quick. We just have a couple this time, but we have a $12,600 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families. And we also have a $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support personnel for a total of $16,600. And as always, without the donations to our district, there's a lot of things we wouldn't be able to accomplish. So those are always very much appreciated.
I might just do a quick plug for this past weekend. I know Manhattan Broadcasting helped out with the Stuff the Bus event here for Kansas United Way, for the Fit Closet, and Kansas United Way is part of that, and so was K-State Credit Union. And I know we got a lot of people out there volunteering from the K-State football team and Boy Scouts, and a lot of donations for school supplies came out there for the Fit Closet. Don't know what the total is yet, but I even walked over some donations of monetary donations over there a few times when I was out. So kudos to everybody who gave to that.
Yeah, and definitely, and those are still coming in too. And you can, I believe I dropped some off at the high school, of West Campus High School. And I'm overwhelmed with gratefulness from our community stepping up and supporting our families.
Absolutely. Well, we take a look at the agenda. And again, we mentioned it, it's kind of a light agenda here as far as new business tonight. But Eric, a lot of the stuff is having to do with some of the projects going on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we got some buses. I think Kurt, you want to talk a little bit about that pilot grant that we have we're approving tonight?
Yeah, Eric, it's part of our CTE, which is our Career and Technical Education program. Some of that is funded through Carl Perkins from the federal government, but this is an additional grant that will basically it's for Heartland Works. And they will go out and basically look for job opportunities for students within the community. And then we will match our CTE programs. I mean, the CTE programs are, they're called career pathways. So like if a student wants to get into a construction type career, then we have different construction programs and at the high school available that tie in nicely with that. But that this grant will help us help Heartland achieve that search for us and match up those kids.
That's pretty.
Yep, I think that's really exciting. Appreciate Mr. Holburn and Mr. Dorst and their work on that. And then we just have some change orders, some amendments to our guaranteed maximum price of the surprises that come up during construction, or maybe. Sometimes it's, well, the construction's finished. Now those doors look out of place. They don't look right. So we'll go ahead and get those replaced at the same time too. So just little things on the projects, cleaning them up as Bergman gets finished. We have one at Eugene Field too. That one's not finished up yet. So still working through that one, finding some new things in the old building.
Yeah, and these amendments come out of contingency. We have contingency funding for all of our projects, and so we typically will have the funding available to do these changes.
All right, sounds good. Well, looking forward to that. School is going to be here before you know it. First day is August 18th, and I go past Eisenhower every day on my way to work here, and I know that Kirkwood Extension is probably getting close to being open. That's a city project, but yep. People should kind of keep that in mind here. Traffic may flow a little differently around some of those buildings, including Eisenhower.
Eisenhower will be one, because I think they're changing the turn off Waters onto Tuttle Creek Boulevard, trying to keep people from turning left there and pushing that up to Marlat. So, yeah, I got an email the other day. It looks like they're close to that Kirkwood Extension opening up.
All right.
And also the Eisenhower Rec Center should be ready to go very close to the start of school.
All right. Yeah. That's been a neat project to see over at Anthony, and I'm sure Eisenhower's going to be just as nice as the one over on the west side of town. So looking forward to that. Anything else, guys, before we wrap up?
I just want to just maybe mention that, because, you know, we do have a pretty light agenda tonight, but summer is one of our busiest times of the year. I think it's a misconception. A lot of people think that, you know, oh, well, teachers don't work in the summer. And, well, I mean, nothing can be further from the truth. I mean, you know, this is one of our most challenging years we've ever finished up. I mean, but right now we're in the middle of our budget time. We have a new school opening on August 18th. We got sixth graders that are moving up to the middle schools. Families all over town have been signing new schools and are making that adjustment. We got construction going on all over the district. Online registration is live now, and the board. I mean, we have a lot of work, and we're working through it. And I know our teachers are getting geared up to start a new year, because it's coming fast.
Yep, and we have a primary, so advanced voting is underway. Go vote.
Yes, vote. August 3rd is the election. Advanced voting at certain locations. You can contact the counties for that.
All right. Eric Reed and Kurt Herman have been our guests here from USD 383. Guys, thanks as always.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
That'll wrap up first half of our show. Kevin Ingram from Manhattan Christian College will join us next here on News Radio KMAN.